What's your takeaway?
Well, the audit debunked the myth that there was widespread fraud in Medicaid and debunked the myth that people are moving to Wisconsin to take advantage of Medicaid benefits and show some ways to make Medicaid more cost-effective without taking an axe to the health care coverage for 29,000 children, like the Walker administration is proposing. So I think it was a very useful audit. I voted for it in the audit committee. I think whenever you have a program as big as Medicaid, you do need to take a look under the hood. So I was happy to vote for it. And there are always things you can do better. I think the what's helpful about the audit is that it, I think, provided some sober adult commentary on how this program works and how people who are really struggling are benefiting from the program and what we can do better with the program. Mm-hmm. For example, we have a huge number of outside contracts with the program. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to ask, can we do more of that outside contracting work in-house more cost-effectively? Right. That's one example.
Outside contracts, things like what? Transportation services?
Whole range of things.
Home health?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So, what? Having state employees provide those sorts of services as opposed to contracting?
I think it's a fair question to ask if we can do that more effectively with state, or more cost-effectively with state employees.
I think a lot of that was administrative stuff, enrollment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, looking back in the comments from the last 2 years from legislators and from the Attorney General, for that matter, you would think that there was rampant fraud and abuse inside of the Badger Care program, and that turned out not to be the case at all.
And you're saying because the audit didn't turn it up.
That's right. We need to obviously root out abuse and punish people who engage in Medicaid fraud, absolutely. But to use that as an excuse to cut the program, especially to cut it for 29,000 people, is morally wrong, and now we know the facts don't justify it either.
I mean, is that really the reason they're using for cutting the program? Isn't it more that it's, you know, the costs aren't sustainable?
It's one of the reasons. You know, if you look at the comments from Robin Voss and Mary Lagetts and other people, you know, going back the last 2 years, it was a steady drumbeat that there is fraud and abuse inside of the Medicaid program, and it's one of the things that we need to cut. And now we know that's not true.
Okay. One thing that it talked about was that contracts would be renewed and expanded, you know, to cover more services without necessarily bidding out for those contracts. Do you have any concerns about that?
I am. I'm always concerned about no-bid contracts. In the last budget, we had a dramatic expansion of no-bid contracts in state government. I think that was a big mistake. We offered many amendments to rein that in to make sure that when we have contracts with state services that they go out on a competitive bid process. I think in healthcare that's especially true, where you have costs that are just skyrocketing and sometimes people are immune from seeing how much the true costs of their care are or how much cost for services are. And I think the entire healthcare system needs to be more cost sensitive. There's a report that came out today from Wisconsin Citizen Action showing that our healthcare inflation rate in this state is 20% above the national average. So we are a high cost state. Our inflation rate is high. And I think in the private sector and with Medicaid, we have to be doing a better job of bringing costs under control. And you can do that without sacrificing quality. And I think one of the debates they're having in Washington and here right now is restructuring payment for Medicare to make sure that you're paying for value, not just for volume, but for value. And that's something that we do very well here in Wisconsin. We have some of the national leaders in Wisconsin doing that work. For example, Marshfield Clinic. They are a Medicaid pilot project in changing the way that we're paying for Medicaid services. Mm-hmm. their outcomes are fantastic and they're actually saving money, but it is only a pilot program, and we need to expand that program nationally, but certainly here in Wisconsin, to make sure that we're paying for good outcomes and not just for one service, and that's the pressure that is to provide more services to get reimbursed.
And so, I mean, part of that, would you say part of that is moving to more HMO care as it's possible? That was one of the themes of the audit.
Part of it, to doing a better job of managing care, but also providing patients that are in medical homes, so that you have someone quarterbacking a person's cares. If mm-hmm. they have bad diabetes or high blood pressure or heart condition, there should be one person coordinating that care. And what we've seen in a wide body of research is that when you have more people coming into the picture to deal with a person's, you know, common problem like diabetes or high blood pressure or heart condition, that's when the costs go up and the quality goes down. When you start to have one person who's in charge of coordinating all that care, you get a healthier person and you also spend less money. And that's why we have to do a better job of having patient-centered medical homes here in Wisconsin. I think that's really part of the answer, to make sure that everybody who gets these benefits has one person who's quarterbacking their care.
Going back to your opening comments, do you feel like the audit provided some alternatives to saving money in the program from what Walker is proposing, and what would you hope would happen from now heading forward, given that this is out there?
Well, I would hope that the Walker administration, and I would ask the Walker administration to recast the way they're looking at reforming the Medicaid program, and go away from cutting people off of care like they are currently talking about doing it, and do a better job of dealing with care delivery. There's, the Center for Medicaid Services in Washington said that they're open to having a dialogue with the Walker administration on getting to that result. And, so far, the Walker administration really hasn't taken them up on it, unfortunately, but they need to. And I think this is something that this should not be a political fight. It should be a fight where Democrats and Republicans come together, use the best research and information that's out there, and it's out there, to reform this system so that it's cost effective, but also deals with the very real needs that this program serves.
When you're talking about care delivery, you're referring to more value over volume and
yes.
things like that. That's what you're referring to.
Yes.
Anything else raise a red flag for you in the audit today? I mean, there are a number of other things they talked about, the way they're accounting within the programs, not having a separate accounting for each program under the
sub-programs.
Sub-programs,
yeah. Right.
And things like that. I mean, were there any other issues that were raised you think need some kind of immediate attention?
Nothing that caught my eye today, but it's a huge audit. We took a first look at it this morning when it came into the office, and we'll continue looking at it. Maybe we can revisit that question. I think there is, with a program the size of Medicaid, of course, there's always things you can do better, and we need to do a better job. But I think we should also keep in mind that it's a program that serves the healthcare needs of people, and it is the only way that many people get healthcare coverage. That is for sure. And so, we should be looking at this in the context of how do we keep people insured and covered and reform the program, instead of the Walker administration approach was how many people can we cut off? Or in this case, how many tens of thousands of children can we cut off?